CliffCentral.com.
So I'm catching up. What's your name?
Wendy.
So I'm catching up with Wendy while we're walking. So Wendy, we're about to cross the street. And I don't want to get either of us hit. Okay, let's go. Let's run. Are you on lunch?
I'm on lunch.
Okay, so Wendy, what does happiness mean to you?
Contentment with myself. Accepting the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you look around your life right now and you observe your life, are you happy?
I am.
Okay. And then how long have you been happy?
I can't put a timestamp to it. But I think it's, on most days, it's just waking up and making that conscious decision to be happy.
Cool. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Bye.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and I have a very simple goal in this show, and that's to simplify the brain and human behavior so that you can take the latest insight from neuroscience and use it to build your personal brand, be a better leader, and thrive in your personal and career life. This is the second episode of the Mind-Body series. In this episode, I'll explore the science of happiness, and as you'll hear, to do so, I interviewed over 100 people from every age, demographic, single, married, South African, American, and many others from all around the world. And my hope for this episode is that you're able to take how others see happiness, marry it with the science I'm going to share, and discover an evolved sense of what happiness means to you. The interviews I'm going to share momentarily are very revealing, so stay locked. The latest research around happiness is changing the way we see what it means to be happy, and this research will have an enormous impact on how leaders, brands, and politicians respond and communicate to the people who follow them. Before we dive into what I discovered when I hit the streets to explore how others see happiness, I want you to keep in mind two key ideas central to this episode. Firstly, happiness simulation, which is the idea that the brain creates experiences and decides before you actually go through an experience whether or not this will make you happy. And the one place we simulate the most is social media. The majority of us will admit at some point we see another person's perfect post or what seems perfect in some exotic land and begin imagining how awesome and how happy you would feel if you could be there posting the same thing. The second concept to keep in mind is about memory, and it's called emotional memory versus experiencing memory. Imagine you went on a holiday or a vacation and you had 10 days of beautiful bliss, but on the last day, the airline lost your luggage. There's always this temptation to say that the lost luggage ruined your holiday, when in actual fact, the emotion from that loss triggered a chemical release in the brain that colors the entire holiday as bad. That's your emotional memory. But on the opposite end of the memory spectrum, there is the experiencing memory. Your experiencing memory had 10 days, which is 2,400 hours of an enriching experience, and a few hours of frustration and pain because of lost luggage. So basically, 99.9% of your holiday was amazing. I'll come back to these two key concepts after we hear my research from the people on the street about how they see happiness. Enjoy. What's your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much. Is this your husband?
Yes, it is.
Is he always this difficult?
He's always this crazy, yes.
Okay, so Jessica, what does happiness mean to you?
I think currently happiness is family and having people and friends around me. And just the fact that we are healthy, we're happy, we're together, that's pretty much what happiness is.
And I see you have a newborn baby. How old is your baby?
She's 6 months.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Hey, are you happy?
See, I'm very happy. I'm just tired now.
She's smiling. Okay, so how long have you had this revelation of being happy, what happiness means to you?
I think depending on whatever stage we're in life and also our situation, making life what you want it to be.
Okay.
And that's the most important. So if you're deciding that you want to be happy, then you will make life happy for yourself.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and all the best with your baby and your husband.
Thank you, and your research.
Zoe, what does happiness mean to you?
I'm not quite sure yet.
So, do you know whether or not you're happy?
Okay, the fact that I have to think about it first means that I'm not, obviously.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think would make you happy?
Money.
Okay, so I bumped into these really cool young 18, 19-year-olds. What does happiness mean to you?
It means money.
Needs money. Okay, what about you?
To be yourself and enjoy life.
Yeah. Money.
Okay, so are you happy?
Yeah.
So you've got money?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy?
Yeah. As long as I can remember.
So you've just always had money?
Yeah.
So you think if you don't have money, you're not going to be happy?
Yeah, because I'm not going to enjoy life. I'm not going to buy all the food I want. I'm not going to watch all the TV I want. I'm not going to be as lazy as I want.
Okay, so if you can be lazy and watch TV and enjoy yourself, then you're happy.
Yes.
Okay, so what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness means to me spending a lot more time with the family and to be healthy. All the family, yeah. All of them. Even not single one, if he's a suffer, the family is not going to be happy at all. So the health is the primary one. And the second one is be with the family all the time. Yeah.
So when you're not with your family and you're traveling or something and you're not with your family, are you not happy?
No, I'm not happy.
How old are you guys, by the way?
I'm 20.
20?
18. 19.
And 19. Okay, cool. What does happiness mean to you? We'll start on this side.
Hey, what does happiness mean to me? Jeez. I don't know. Like, the feeling of joy. Basically, if something like, when I'm happy, is like something I enjoy doing. Okay. That's what it means to me, yeah.
Cool. What about you?
Just a good feeling in general, I think. Like, if I'm happy, I'm having a good day. Joy, good, happy feeling, yeah.
Cool. And what does happiness mean to me?
Yeah.
I guess it's just finding the passion that you really enjoy. So anything sort of you're passionate about makes you happier. So cool. For me, it's just passion.
Happiness is a subject that I think is misconstrued a lot by mankind. Because a lot of times I think that people think that happiness is dependent upon what's happening in one's life. Well, Werner Urquhart once said that happiness is a function of accepting what is. Now, notice he did not say happiness is accepting what is not or what isn't. We have to learn how to be happy in all situations, in every circumstance. Things may not be happening in my life as I see them or as I want them to be, but that has nothing to do with my happiness. Because happiness, you have to work for happiness. And I'm happy just to be on this podcast.
Okay, great. So I caught up with these ladies who are rushing to work, so they're going to give me like 30 seconds. What does happiness mean to you?
I think happiness is a choice. It's contentment with where you are and who you are. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
And you?
For me, he's having a happy soul, you know, having a balance, but also realizing that at the end of the day, there's a family and there's, you know, people out there that care for you.
Are you happy?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, without a doubt.
And then finally, and I'll let you go, how long have you been happy?
Wow.
Now, I've been married quite recently, so yeah, for a while.
So your husband, he helped with you this journey.
I just think you find a balance. I think, you know, it's just easier. I think life is easier when you have someone with you.
Happiness to me means peace of mind and a confidence in the future and a belief that I've done my best and try hard to keep things going in a straight line.
Thank you so much. And what about you?
Happiness, exactly what my husband's just said, I agree with. And just to be happy in yourself. Look forward to every day and take it as it comes. doing the right things.
And how long have you guys been married?
32 years this year.
Okay, so what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness is my grandchildren. That's what it means to me.
And when your grandchildren are not around, do you struggle with happiness?
No, because we're always in touch via internet.
Sharon, what does happiness mean to you?
I guess it's love.
Love? And are you happy?
Right now, yeah.
And how long have you been happy?
Since yesterday. Don't even ask.
You don't want me to ask? But did it involve another person?
It does.
It did.
Well, I'm glad you're happy, Sharon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I'm here with LaToya. LaToya, what does happiness mean to you?
I don't know.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
So I'm doing a podcast on happiness. And I can see you are a security guard. Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. But I just wanted to confirm to you that did you sign by the office there?
So I need to go to the office?
Yes. Do anything around the mall, have to sign by the management.
Do you think the manager is happy?
Same about... about what?
About me doing this.
No, it's just a procedure.
Okay.
Yeah, just a procedure for the
Maybe you can call him on this thing and then we can talk on the walkie-talkie.
No. You can't talk with the man. I can take you there. Then okay. You speak to them.
So if we can go there, then we can both be happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your name?
Katleho Kukunyane.
Katleho, what is happiness to you?
Happiness to me is self-growth, personal health stability. Happiness is being able to recognize the positive in the midst of a lot of negatives, I think, you know.
Are you happy right now?
Generally, yes, I'm happy, but at this moment right now, I would say I'm still here to be happy because I'm still running around doing a report, so I won't say I'm happy yet, but generally I am happy.
If these things could happen tomorrow, what would make you happy?
Receiving more stock in my stores, an increase in the salary, less hours of work.
So you work in retail and you need more stock in your store?
I need more stock in my stores and I work a lot of hours, so less hours would be nice.
What makes me happy is if I have a peace of mind and don't let nobody destroy my peace. And also if I'm getting enough exercise, that just makes me feel free.
Okay, cool. What's your name?
My name is Cheslin.
Cheslin, what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness to me in simple terms is love, family. Well, in order is God, love, and family.
When you look around your life right now, would you say you're happy?
I guess I am.
Hey, bro. So happiness to me is a mindset. It's being grateful for everything you have, for your relationships, the things you have currently. Not chasing the next thing. The next possession will make you happy, or the next girl will make you happy, or whatever. Just being present in the moment, feeling abundant, thankful for everything you have. I do feel like I'm happy now. I can say maybe 6 months to a year ago, I wasn't. Went through a breakup and got to a really low place. But did some rediscovery, some soul searching, and in a much better place now.
So I bumped into a lovely lady named Jackie. Jackie, what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness is the motivation to get up in the morning and know that you've got a challenge to face, love, you've got people that care for you, and you're actually inspired to carry on through the day.
And are you happy?
Yes, very happy.
And how long have you been happy?
Well, I try and be happy as much as I can be. I do have my down days, everyone does. But as soon as I get down, I just think of something good that makes me happy, like family, love, roof over my head. You know, just that I'm still alive every day that I wake up.
Okay, so I bumped into this lovely couple. What are your names?
Peter.
Karin.
Karin. Let's start with you, Peter. What does happiness mean to you?
To me, I think it's just being content with what you've got in life. It's she makes me happy.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree. Contentment, happiness.
Okay. Mm. And are you happy right now?
Yes, happy.
We are.
You're happy?
We are.
Yes.
And how long have you guys been happy?
20 years.
I think.
So his happiness started with me.
Yes. Yeah. A huge thanks to everyone who let me interrupt you in the middle of your day, and to everyone who sent in voice notes from around the world, from the US to UK to India. It really means a lot. And to the Mall of Africa, and to Sandton City, and to the streets of Johannesburg, and to my friends in Cape Town. Thank everyone who participated in this research. About 10 years ago, I came across Dan Gilbert's book, Stumbling on Happiness, and it literally changed my life. Gilbert is a Harvard psychologist who was a leading researcher on happiness. The book explored a concept called internal essence. Simply put, if I told you that I would give you a jersey that was worn by Nelson Mandela at some point versus Adolf Hitler, your happiness or mood would shift depending upon which one you have more value for. And even though it was the identical looking sweater or shirt, the story of the men would dictate your levels of happiness and not the shirt itself. For many, perhaps for most, it's the emotion of the story more than the actual experience that creates happiness. This is a very important idea. Gilbert explores two types of happiness, what he calls natural happiness, when you get what you want, what you set out for, such as a goal or material item. The second is called synthetic happiness. It's what you make or create when you don't get what you want out of life, when you come up short. We tend to lower the value of synthetic happiness. Essentially, we reduce the value of mental happiness in the face of not getting what we want. Gilbert argues that our political and economic engine needs this. It needs us to be restless and unhappy with our current life for the economy to thrive. He points out an example of monks who are not interested in clothes or material items or cars, the example of them sitting in a mall and how useless it would be if they were sitting in the mall. So, politicians, the economists, they need us to be spending and not content like a monk. Being conscious and aware of synthetic happiness and mastering your ability to tell yourself a story about the positive side of not getting what you want is essential to being happy. If you're a leader, you have to be vigilant about helping people create a story about how they fit into the context of the vision and mission of the organization, how their daily work contributes to the larger goal. And if you're a brand leader, people will pay more and be happier if they feel the story of what the brand means to them offers them value on an emotional level. And for everyone interested in influence, you will always have more influence when your story is clear and elevates the story of others. Use your power to create a story that's based on experiences measured against a vision of value versus a vision of materialism. You don't want your happiness to be contingent on things. There is nothing wrong with having things, but let those be a bonus, not central to your happiness. The vast field of research around happiness is too broad and deep to unpack in this one podcast, but I hope this inspires you to consider elevating your relationship with happiness. Please go to Dan Gilbert's TED Talk on happiness. It has over 18 million views for a reason. And buy his book, Stumbling on Happiness. Make sure you go back to the first episode of the Mind Body series to hear about my martial arts journey and a few simple steps to connect your mind and body. Do share this episode and rate the show, please. Until next time. When you think about the word happiness, what do you think about?
I'm not going to talk English.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can say it in your language. Whatever your language, I don't mind. What makes you happy in your language?
I can't jab the wrong bang. I can't peel anything. I'm looking taller. I was not looking baggy mad with some was sitting.
Thank you so much. CliffCentral.com.